these old, like 122 and this and that, whenever they're different sizes.
I don't know if they're different sizes than the ones that we're getting today. I just know that they have some different sizes over there.
Oh, yeah, we've got the ones we've looked at. We've got all different types of square footage on.
I mean, here's one that's being assessed for $91,000.
But what's the square footage on it?
It's probably a smaller one.
Yeah. See, they run all the way down to 300 some square feet. I think the lowest ones we had were 360 some square feet, 380 some square feet. We lowered those down, I think, to 80 some thousand.
Well, that went to about 1607. Maybe that's it. This is the 350. Set it at 64.
Yeah, this is the same square footage. They're assessed at 132,940. The one that's before us right now is assessed at 122,460.
So
we denied this one at 132,940. And frankly, this appraisal is not. It's just a blanket appraisal for we don't know if this is a one of the smaller units or what is it. Is that allowed?
I'd like to throw a suggestion out. I mean, the appraiser should be contacted, I think, and ask him to explain his appraisal. I mean, these folks have paid a fee to have this appraisal done. And if y'all aren't comfortable with using it, I think they should, I mean, the appraiser should have an opportunity and be asked to explain what he's done. I mean, he may have good reason. I mean, there may be all kinds of sense to it, or there may not be, but I think he ought to have that opportunity.
He should be here before us. Years past, when we've had this kind of a situation where we've had an appraiser, he came before us to represent and ask the questions. As a matter of fact, I don't ever remember a blanket appraisal like this.
He's not the agent for any of these individuals. He would have to be their agent to represent them.
And who knows if they didn't just take it?
Do you have a hard copy?
That's what I mean, that, you know, if one person got it, that's a...
You mean, we have the one attached.
Of the appraisal?
Of the appraisal.
There you go.
Does it give you square footage?
Now it's from, we would have said 112. Oh, never mind, that's the other one.
Yeah, because it's 122.
I got 868 square footage.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're both the same.
They're both the same, and we denied one at one.
And there might be, you know, based on the differentiation evaluation, might be one might be a window unit, one might not be. But bottom line is, this guy has a better evaluation than the other one.
And he just bought it.
Wesley just said that their other BOE numbers have the full appraisal, not just a partial.
Yeah, because they have like different sizes.
It's the same one we looked at last week or 2 weeks ago.
You're saying that there's different appraisals?
They're using different comparables on here.
Yeah, I'm looking at them.
Okay. But they get the same value for all of them?
But they picked certain comparables to come up with what the conclusion of what they want. And I promise you, if they had a buyer for $145,000 right now, they would find comparables to, then they would have an appraiser come out, and they would get comparables for them. And this would be one of them, right here.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I have heard the comment at least once, and probably more than that, that this particular property, the renting, of course, and they're not coming out financially on the renting very good. And one guy made the comment that they're making about 1% on their money. And so the resale, we assume that word's got out, and so the resale on them has gone down.
So from an income approach, you're saying that, but is this, I don't think this appraisal is based on an income approach.
You're right. But this is just a comment that I received from one of the people that called along the way, that these properties were not making enough money so they didn't resell well.
We have one guy that's somewhere in here that we're presenting evidence for him because he can't be here. And he said he was making $600 a year after all of the expenses on the property. And that when the tornado happened, that he was making $14,000, I believe it was every 6 months, versus $600 a year now after it's repaired and opened again. So he made more money during the tornado than he did afterward. And of course, that's just his verbal comment over the phone.
I don't doubt that they're not making money hand over fist. What is our role is what the evidence that's presented to us. And frankly, this evidence that was just presented to us right here is a sale contract in 2013 for $145,000. And he's being assessed for 20-something thousand less than that. And we looked at it 2 weeks ago and went through a bunch of comparables and denied the
one that was higher.
The one that was higher.
Yep.
Can I call for a vote?
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Number 56. Value of the property has declined greatly. Opinion of market value is $64,000. Purchase price is $169,900 back in 2007. And this one is a teleconference.
No, got him assessed at $100,000.
Yes. Appraised $100,000,
yes. Do we have a square footage or anything?
No, I'm looking it up. It's half the square footage, 403.
My notes showing the change for 2014-143. From the looks of our value in 14, it's lowered to $100,000. That's what we've got it appraised at.
Lowered from what now, Chuck? I can't see that up there on that board. 126 to
126,281 in 13.
It's more complete than the other one was. The other one just had the summary page.
Yeah. BOE decision, yeah. Is that what you show, Wes? Surely, I hope.
I can't hear you.
Do you show that as a BOE decision, 2014?
I thought it was wrote at the top.
2014-143 is what I'm showing.
2014-143. Danny Strahan made the motion to set the total appraised value of BOE number 2014-143 to $100,000. Jeff Jackson seconded the motion. The motion passed by vote. Williams aye, Jackson aye, Houseman aye, Casey aye, and Strahan aye.
Jeff Jackson's an appraiser, right?
Yep. We went off his recommendation, and we probably should put that in there. Both of those we asked Jeff because he was an appraiser.
Sure.
Or are they wanting it lower too?
$64,000.
The appraisal on this one is $64,000. So they do have one that's for the smaller units, although the last appraisal, it showed a bunch of them were 700 square feet at $84,000. This one, the comps are in the... $350,000, which the county has it at $403,000, but it's probably more accurate to $350,000. So... But you know, I have a comparable here of $82,000 on this.
It's 64.
That's $350 square foot. This is $403,000.
Is that what the
$403,000 square foot? What I'm.
Well, that's where they're getting their information from. The reason they're wanting it at that is we've got one here at $350,000. Or 350 square feet that we put at $64,000, and so that's where the word of mouth got around that they can get it for $64,000.
Well, they have an appraisal here of $64,000.
But I mean, that's probably where this comes. We set this one at $64,000, but it was 350 square feet.
So is this one?
I thought it was $4,000 or something.
The county has it at $4,000, but the county's been, I mean, is not always accurate.
We've taken our square feet.
Come right off the plat.
Off the plats. And so they you may not that, be built like the plat shows, or maybe the realtor is measuring the inside and we've got an outside measure.
Oh, well, that can happen.
Yeah. So there's
probably 40,000 more than
paid. I mean, it's close. It's.
He paid in 2000.
There's a difference in the units. In 2007. This will give $207,000 is what I should have said. And this one sold in 2007 for
$169,000.
So there was a $50,000-$60,000 difference just in the purchase price in the same year.
So is what I'm hearing you say that we lowered a similar one to this to 64?
Right, but it was sold at a higher price originally in the same year, 2007. It must be a different unit somehow because they had 160 something on one of them and 207,000 on the other. So there's some market difference in the value for the same year. But that doesn't have a whole lot to do with the value today. If they have a, they've got an appraisal for 64. There's some difference in them, or there wouldn't be $50,000 difference in the same year on the purchase price.
Chuck, what's your thoughts on these? I mean, we have a lot before us.
It's a big nut to crack. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you got appeals. One way to look at it is deny it, let the state tax commission look at it. They're going to be overwhelmed, just like you're overwhelmed today. You have an appraisal that looks to be a valid appraisal that doesn't have any red flags flying.